Thank you for listening to the ESBC Sports Betting Podcast, where the purpose of the podcast, like I say always, is to make us money, you and I. Every single business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. So the purpose is to be authentic. That's why I say that. We're not like Saeed, the guy who won the Kentucky Derby with that horse. Oh, we're doing it for the people. No, we're doing it for the money. We're doing it for ourselves. There is no Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. Inflation is not transitory, right? It's going to be here for a while. So we have to make money betting on these games. And we use business and financial concepts to do so. Have an MBA. Have very wealthy clients. Have securities licenses. So we use business and financial concepts to come out with the outcomes. Now, this week is going to be an interesting week. So I'm going to concentrate on the Pac-12 and SEC, and then finish up with the Big Ten. The purpose is to make money. The outcome is we're around 62%, right? Last week, we're 19 and 56%. As far as my picks are concerned. So we got continuous weeks of profit, probably like 22 in a row. So we give you good information. The worst advice you can get is bad advice, right? Like Roger Goodell got, now he's being sued. So we're giving you good advice on these games. Not only do we give you the winners, we give you the whys. And read the episode notes. We have a lot of information on there. We're going to put some stuff in the newsletter. All right. So first game we're going to tackle is Arizona State against, actually, it's going to be Arizona. Well, let me pull this up because this is an interesting game. Arizona is coming off their first win of the season. They're feeling good about themselves. And we're getting to the part of the season where a lot of people are hurt. And teams that were winning early in the season are now going to start losing. So the script is going to be flipped, if you will. Arizona is 24 points, a 24-point dog, all right? So they're going against Utah, who's been on a really hot streak, but they're really not that talented. They have to keep things in their back pocket for bigger fish to fry as they want to get to the Rose Bowl and they want to win the Pac-12 championship, which is still possible for them. They're the top team in the South right now when you start looking at the Pac-12. So they're 24-point dogs. You want to get it off that key number, get 25, and take Arizona against the top team in the South, Utah, who's 5-1, all right, as they try to win the Pac-12 championship and get into the Rose Bowl. So since Arizona is a horrible football team, they do not have to show all their cards. They can keep plays in their back pocket and watch for this game to go under 55 points. Now, remember, 52.5% is break even. And for college, we're around 64%. And in the NFL, we're at 62.5%. So it's compound interest between 52.5 and the percentages we get. And you have fun watching the games. Washington is in a big losing streak. They have a horrible offense. Their coach is not going to be there. And they're going against Arizona State, who's also going to be on probation. So both teams have problems right now with their two African-American coaches. Arizona State has a lot more to play for because when you look at the Pac-12 standings, they're only a game behind Utah, and they have a lot of talent. And they have great coaching with Marvin Lewis, who used to be the head coach of your Cincinnati Bengals. He's basically a defensive coordinator here. And Washington has the worst offense in the Pac-12. So, again, look for this game to go under the 46. And for Oregon, for Arizona State to cover the -5. UCLA coming off a bye. It was very embarrassing, their last losses. Chip Kelly's about to get fired. He has a below 500 record throughout his career at UCLA. They're 5-4. They need a win big time. So they'll cover the minus 17 and is going to go over to the total of 57 as Colorado has been scoring a lot lately. Washington State, they have a lot of energy. They have the new coach who took over for the QAnon, Rolovich, who got fired, lost a $3 million job because he did not want to take a vaccine. It's his business, huh? But the new coaches have come in with nice, fresh energy. They beat one of the most talented teams of the Pac-12, Arizona, last October 30th, 34-21. So they had time to prepare for Oregon. Oregon just does not cover big spreads, all right? They're almost like Harbaugh, who didn't cover a spread on Thursday night. Oregon's the same way. Oregon will win this game, but they will not cover the plus 14, buy it up to plus 15, get it off that key number, right? And if you live in the pies, you die in the pass. This usually would be a game that would go under the 57 points, 57.5. Modern day football, a lot of scoring late, a lot of depleted defenses has these types of games going over. So take Washington State plus 15 over 57. Now let's go to the SEC. As teams are getting worn down, a lot of attrition. And you're going to see that with Mississippi State, 5-4. Mike Leach is probably going to get fired because he's not taking a vaccine against Auburn. Auburn's defense has been lights out. Derek Mason, who's a great coach at Stanford, is a defensive coordinator and did a great job at Vanderbilt. He got him into bowl games more often than not. He's done a great job with that defense. He'll rush three, drop eight, and he will stymie Mike Leach's air raid. So take Auburn minus 5, under 51. Tennessee's in a good spot. They're playing Georgia. Again, Georgia's like that Utah-Arizona game, right? Tennessee's 5-4. Georgia's 9-0. Georgia has to beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, and then they want to go to the playoffs and win a national title. So they can't put on film everything they do on offense or defense against Tennessee. They'll beat them, but they won't beat them by 21 points. So plus 20. And it's going to be under that 56. So that Georgia defense, all those guys are in the NFL. They just lost one to attrition due to, I guess he, you know, committed a crime. So they just lost the team, but they're very deep. It won't matter much. And take the Georgia second half line, because for whatever reason, Heupel, who used to coach at You Can't Finish University, which is the rival of USF, where I graduated from. I always know, so you study your rivals. And I always noticed that he does great in the first half and doesn't score in the second half at all. So he front loads his game plan and then just tries to hang on in the second half. So Georgia second half line, but Tennessee's going to cover the 21, and it's going to be under 56 points. That's too many points for that great Georgia defense. Another team that is coming off a bye, there's recency bias, right? You got to look when you know, part of the podcast, especially with the NFL, the Hawthorne effect, is that we focus on good business decision-making, right? Using decision science that's used by Fortune 500 companies and using psychology, you know, to make that compound interest between 52.5 and 60% and 70%. So you got to look at your biases, right? Your conscious and unconscious biases, which comes up in, you know, critical race theory and things like that, whether you believe in it or not, right? There's return to the mean, right? They're using statistics for sharp betting, and you have recency bias. So everybody's hyped up about South Carolina. They were laying and waiting. They had plays they haven't used all year. They studied all summer to use just for the Florida game. Now they're playing at Missouri. Missouri needs this game bad to get into bowl contention in front of the donors who pay millions of dollars to the University of Missouri. They're 4-5, so they need this game bad. They're 1-4. South Carolina is in a full rebuild, right? So Missouri's in the second year of their cycle, trying to rebuild themselves. They're going to have more juice for this game. South Carolina plays a deep south, so they're not going to be a ton of points scored in this game. So take Missouri on the money line, and you're getting good numbers. You're getting about 120 for a money line pick, Missouri under 55, because South Carolina tries to win with defense and special teams. The Missouri coaches saw what they did on offense with Florida. It's not going to work this week. So it's going to be under the 55 and take your Missouri Tigers. All right, that's your SEC. Let's get to your Big Ten. So in the Big Ten, go ahead. There's a lot of big games. Michigan against Penn State. Michigan has a better roster. Take Michigan in the money line. Wisconsin plus, not Wisconsin, but Northwestern at Wisconsin. Two kind of low scoring teams going at each other. So that lends for the under. So take Northwestern, right? Plus 25 points under 41. Because they're probably going to lose the game, let's say 30 to 14 or 30 to 10, right? So 30 to 10 is 20 points. 40 points is under 41. They cover the 25, right? Cover the 25 points under 41. So 30 to 10 will be your score. You win both sides at the bet. Ohio State's been getting inflated lines all year. Purdue's been covering inflated lines like they did against Michigan State. So look for Purdue offensive team to cover 22 points. It's almost the opposite of the Northwestern game. We have more defensive-minded coaches. But this is going to sail over with two offensive-minded guys and deflated defenses. Look for that game to go over 63. So Purdue plus 22. Over 63. All right. And the last game we'll cover, it is your Minnesota Golden Gophers in a grudge match against Iowa. Iowa's really in a two-year, they're in the first year of a two-year cycle of developmental teams. You have blue bloods and developmental teams. Blue blood is Alabama, Oklahoma, right? They have great talent every year. So the two-year cycles is, you know, go to the playoffs or contend for national championships. For Iowa, it's been pretty good. They're in the first year of a two-year cycle. They're 7-2. But in those two losses, we're seeing the wrinkles come out. They're not really good on offense. They went off other teams' mistakes. There's a grudge match between the coaches. Minnesota this year lost to Bowling Green because they were holding plays back to beat Purdue, right? So even though they struggle against Illinois, it's because they're hiding plays. He didn't want to see his rival, the guy he had a grudge match with, see his plays, what he does. So look for Minnesota, your Minnesota Golden Gophers in a grudge. Cover the plus 5 points. So Minnesota, plus 5 against your Iowa Hawkeyes. Now the over-under is low, 37. Look for it to go over that. They're going to have a defensive struggle in the first half, but then they're going to throw the kitchen sink at each other in the second half. Depleted defenses, look for fake punts, all kinds of different ways to score. All right, so we're making you money. Ask yourself, who is making you money? Who's giving you legit information so you can mitigate inflation with sports betting picks, taking it as an investment, the same way you invest in the stock market. Same process you use in sports betting. All right. Every pick's for free. You don't have to pay extra sports. $300 a month. We give you great information at a high rate. This is what professional bettors, that's the percentages they have. But we give it away because why not, right? Why not give it away? We live in the richest country in the world. And the more you give, the more you get. So we always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make your life from what you give. Thank you for listening to ESBC. podcast.